Raven, yesterday, did you get the Sunday Scaries?
No, I don't know what that is, really.
Really?
No.
All right, it's Anna and Raven. The Sunday Scaries are typically on Sundays, people start having anxiety about going back to work. I get the Sunday Scaries so badly, and I was surprised when I was like reading these stats that 80% of people get that anxiety on Sundays as they're getting ready to go back to work on Monday.
Well, what kind of level of anxiety? I mean, does it change my plans on Sundays because I have to work on Mondays? Yeah. I mean, it's been a lifetime of behavioral change for me, especially when you wake up as early as we do.
Mm-hmm.
You have to plan for that a little bit better. And if you went hard at it on Friday and Saturday, then that means you pull back on Sunday. But that fits fine for me. I just lay on the couch, watch football.
Right. See, you are like the minority. Most people have this anxiety. And ironically, there's a typical time that it starts. Ready
okay.
for it?
Go.
3:58 p.m. And for me, I thought about it, very accurate, because at 3:58 is when I start thinking about what's Hayden going to have for lunch every day at school? Did mm-hmm. I buy it at the grocery store? Do I have tomorrow's show preps? Do I know what I'm going to talk about? Is there any audio I have to gather? And that's when I start getting into a little bit of that slump, because now two questions cross my mind.
Okay.
And these are the most common two questions that people ask themselves when they're experiencing the Sunday Scaries.
Give it to me.
Question number one, have I relaxed enough? The answer is usually no.
Well, that's life in America nowadays.
Mm-hmm. And the second question that most people ask is, have I been productive enough? And how many times do you think about, the weekends go by so fast, I didn't finish any of the stuff I said I was going to do this weekend.
Right, right. Well, that's pretty much every day. I mean, I feel like a hamster on a wheel most days for me. So Sunday is not any more ramped up than any other day that I might have.
But do you know what the cousin of the Sunday Scaries is?
Oh, my gosh. No, wait. I mean, how could they have a family tree on top of it?
They have a family tree.
I hadn't even heard of the first one. Now there's a whole family out there running around?
You have to have this. I know I have this so badly.
What is that?
The returning from vacation Scaries. It's the cousin of the Sunday Scaries, but more intensified.
Well,
because when you're on vacation and then you got to go back after being off for a week.
I'm not going to lie. That one I've experienced and I've seen. And I don't typically like to take a 7-day vacation because it basically absorbs half of my vacation with that anxiety.
Right.
So in that regard, I guess, yes, I have experienced that. I'm more like a 9-day guy. Then I can really relax. And then that last day, yeah, I start thinking about, what do I need to get done? What did I leave behind that I thought I did, but I didn't actually do because I was running for the door?
Returning from vacation Scaries, I have nightmares. Like the 2 days before I have to go back, I have all these dreams that I oversleep, I don't show up to work on time, I forget how to use the equipment, I forget how to do my job. But, you know, on Sundays, it's just that pit in my stomach, you know?
Wow.
Yep.
Had no idea.
Doing the right thing can be really hard.
I'm a good person, yes, it's true. I'm a good person, better than you.
That's why it's time for Credit Due.
I'm a good person.
Anna and Raven.
Happens every week. You look back on your weekend, you're reflecting what happened, and then you think to yourself, you know, I put myself out there. I did something great, and not one person said thank you. Not one person gave me any of the credit I had coming.
I mean, overall, people are just selfish, all right?
Mm.
I mean, sometimes they just don't pay attention to these type of things.
They don't. 1-800-330-9999. What didn't you get credit for this weekend? Raven, what didn't you get credit for?
Well, I'll tell you what I did for you last week. I went ahead and I deleted all sorts of old stuff out of your folder that was just taking up space. And you didn't say thank you. You didn't say a word about it, Anna Zapp.
In July, Raven said, don't worry, Anna. I'm going to help you out. I know you've got a lot on your plate. I'm going to delete everything out of your folder and help you out.
I said that in July.
Yep. And I said, oh, my God, Raven, thank you. That would be so helpful. And then finally, 3 days ago, you did it. It's almost October. It's the end of September.
What happened when I did it? You still said, oh, I think you deleted something I needed. Because you didn't do your part.
And then instead of going through everything, he just hit Control-Alt-Delete.
No.
And didn't actually look
at that is not what I did.
Everything I actually need for the show.
That's not what I did.
Which caused me more work on Friday because I had to go back to get those files.
It's not exactly what happened, all right? I mean, it's part of what happened, but it's not exactly what happened.
Thank you, Raven. You're right. I'm sorry I didn't give you the credit you
thank
deserve
you.
For that.
Thank yep. you. You're right. Yeah. Thank you. I'm happy now.
This weekend, Raven, I went apple picking
yeah.
with my family and a lot of friends.
Sure.
But here's the thing. When you go apple picking, nobody wants to be the one to carry the heavy bag with the apples.
I mean, they're heavy.
They're so heavy.
Yeah, no question.
And here I am, and I'm wearing my flannel and my boots because it's fall, despite the fact that it's 90 degrees outside.
I was going to say it was like 85 that afternoon.
And I just stood there, and I collected all the apples from all the kids and all the parents.
Oh, you must have been a sweaty mess.
From tree to tree. And no one was like, thank you for being Apple Girl. Not one person was like, thanks for doing that. Meanwhile, I'm like, great job, babe. This has no wormholes. Put it right in here with the 7,000 other apples.
Did anybody like throw one like they were like 3 points?
Oh, yeah. 100%. I also become like the basketball hoop where they're trying to shoot it inside from the tree.
I
you
love
know?
That.
I took like 3 off the left shoulder. One came real close to my ear, but I managed to dodge that one. What didn't you get credit for this weekend? 1-800-330-9999. We'll give you the credit due.
Doing the right thing can be really hard.
I'm a good person. Yes, it's true. I'm a good person, better than you.
That's why it's time for credit due.
I'm a good person.
Anna and Raven.
Over the weekend, you probably did something that was awesome, and no one even said thank you. And you know what? We're not cool with that. Not cool with it at all.
You know, it happens every single day, right? You don't get the head nod when you open the door for somebody. Mm-hmm. You can go ahead and maintain social distance, but somebody hops in your space. Nobody says thanks for the things that you're doing.
Yeah. What did you do this weekend that you didn't get credit for? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
So, hello. Good morning. What I did this weekend is you wouldn't believe the amount of dust bunnies I had to vacuum up out of my daughter's room. Yeah. She's away at college, so I decided to clean her room, and oh my god.
Yeah, you didn't get any
and
high
no
fives.
Thanks, of course.
Yeah, I mean, nobody saw.
No, I had to take a shower.
She had a shower. It was so nasty. You know what? We're going to give you the credit you deserve.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get it.
She even went under the bed. She went under the bed, and it was like a forest.
You got to use the extension bunnies. Thing on the vacuum there. You got to get low.
You can. You got to get real low underneath
there. You twist
it
so that the head goes low so that you can go under something that's even 6 feet away.
You inevitably hit your forehead, and it hurts on the bed frame.
It's true. It is a big effort.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What didn't you get credit for this weekend?
I went to the supermarket with my wife. She bought about $300 worth of groceries. I packed all the groceries, and the cashier never turned around to even look at me or thank me.
Oh, that's terrible.
That hurts me all the time.
Right.
You know what? We're going to give you the credit you deserve.
I get no doubt.
It hurts him all the time, Raven. It hurts him all the time.
I mean, it's been days, and he's still dealing with it.
That person didn't even look at him and acknowledge the fact that he packed up $300 of groceries, even though he wasn't getting paid to do it, and they were.
And you know what? He keeps going, man.
Right.
He keeps going because he's used to the world hurting his feelings.
Yeah. Hurts him all the time.
Hurts me all the time.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What didn't you get credit for this weekend?
I worked this weekend getting the house ready to put up for sale. They were coming in to do the video. I stayed home. I did all the work. I moved furniture by myself. I cleaned everything. I staged it, put things away, worked so hard. They did the video, and I sent it to my husband, and his comment was, wow, that's really neat. He was talking about the video. He didn't give me any credit at all for all the work I did.
That's ridiculous, and we'll give you that credit. Does your husband think that the house cleaned itself?
I mean, or emptied itself. I mean, you're moving furniture and stuff. It's stressful to sell a house.
Those videographers are magic. They made all the stuff just disappear out of nowhere.
But they're demanding. When they show up, they expect things to be as they are, right?
She did all that work, and in a week, you're going to have to reduce the price because the realtor overpriced it to begin with. And he's going to blame it on that video. Guaranteed. What didn't you get credit for this weekend? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 That's all I need to know about you. It's Anna and Raven. You just have to fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. You could always call or text 1-800-330-9999. Over the weekend, we did our yearly trip to go apple picking. We go up to Warwick, New York. And, you know, there's an orchard there. You are encouraged to picnic. You drive your car right up. It's a ton of land. It's a lot of fun. This Saturday was the most packed I've ever seen it in my entire life.
Okay.
Here's the problem when it gets that packed.
Mm-hmm.
You got a lot of different people that like to do a lot of different things.
Right. Everybody has got their idea of what the perfect day at the orchard is.
Right. And if you blast music and you think everybody wants to hear the kind of music you want to listen to while you're picnicking in the orchard, that's all I need to know about you. So we have one group, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like an older family. And this is what they're blasting.
The hills are alive with the sound of music.
I can't even make it up. I can't even make this up.
Julie Andrews singing in the background.
Wow. Wants to hear that when they're apple picking.
Were they spinning around with their arms outstretched? Because I always do that as soon as I hear that song automatically.
100%. They thought it was fun. I get it. I get the irony that we're actually on hills. I understand that.
Right. But and they're alive.
And they're certainly
with
alive.
Apples.
But then there's another group that's to the left of us.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
And here comes the, like, you know, the war of music.
Right.
Because they're not having it. So they think they're in a 1997 rave.
I love that.
And they start blasting this.
What?
Straight EDM. It was EDM.
Good.
Like, it was like they were apple picking on speed.
Well, they probably are. Oh. And they've been up for 5 days straight.
Right. They're like, you know how we can end this weekend? Let's go apple picking. Right. Let's go apple picking.
Right. We're totally skinny. Look at us. We're totally skinny. Right. I haven't eaten since Tuesday.
Right. So now, here we are, literally in the middle of them. And there's a good group of us. There's like 20 of us there.
Sure.
And we're looking at each other like, are these people serious? And this is all we hear. It's the remix.
Hard to spin to that speed, though.
Can you just imagine trying to apple pick while you're listening to that blaring on 100?
I mean, I would have made a complaint. I got to be honest.
Who are you going to complain to?
I'm old enough.
We're 70 acres up in the woods.
I would have complained to a farmer somewhere. Can you do something about this, sir? Yes, I'm riding up on my tractor now. I'll see you in 3 hours.
Exactly. That's all I need to know about you.
I was out picking up food yesterday, and I'm down on Main Street, and Main Street in my town was busy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, just everybody was out and doing it. There was a feeling of people getting more excited this weekend, and I witnessed a woman ask a group of younger people that were across the street taking a selfie. There was a group of four of them out. I witnessed a woman yell across the street, can you guys just put your masks on while you take that photo? I mean, do you know these people? Are you with these people? Are these your children? Because if they're not, like, mind your business,
especially
lady.
If you're outside.
I could not believe it. They were outside. There was nobody else around them, and they were clearly together. They're going to eat together.
Yep.
I couldn't believe it.
They come in all shapes and sizes. 1-800-330-9999. And on Raven, that's all I need to know about you.
Oh, my goodness. If you're at the gym and you're wearing your mask down around your chin, that's all I need to know about you.
I just don't understand why bother. I've noticed that a lot. First, there's the people that just show their nose, and then they pull it all the way down.
Well, it's because in case the principal walks around the corner right at that moment, they go, oh, sorry, forgot. I mean, sometimes you genuinely forget.
It's so rude.
Yeah. 1-800-330-9999. Just fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. Traditionally, it's my favorite day of the year, apple picking day. Apple picking day with my friends is a big ordeal. We plan it months in advance. All of us from the tri-state, we convene in Warwick, New York, at one of the orchards up there. And it's funny because it's all people from the city. So you see all these like little sedans and cars that are trying to make it up a mountain of like orchards, and they're getting stuck all over the place.
Sure,
right?
Sure. It's kind of chaotic, but it's fun.
Yeah, and we all laugh about it when you see these people trying to make it through these like mountains.
Because you got your
cars.
Big SUVs.
We got our trucks and all that. We're prepared for this. It's Anna and Raven.
We've seen this before.
Right. Here's the problem, though. This time, Charlie, his F-150 dies up in the middle of the mountain.
That's like seeing America go down in a fight. We don't like to see an F-150 on the side of the road.
Turns out he was out of gas.
Oh, come on.
I mean, like,
that's not even like you got to think that through. Come on.
But the funniest part is like, it's one of those things that you're never going to let him live it down.
Never,
never.
The rest of his life.
Ever, ever.
I mean, he's 16 and a half. Who runs out of gas?
Right.
Seriously.
Anyway, so, you know, we're making fun of him, but now we have to call for help, right? Because now we're stuck in the orchard.
But you can't just leave him there.
It closes at 5 o'clock. It's 5 o'clock because we stayed to the last minute.
Right.
And now we're stuck. Everybody's gone. And we're by ourselves in the orchard.
So what happens? They don't come by and kick you guys out like a bar or a club?
I don't know if they eventually would have, but we called down and we let them know the situation. And they were like, all right, we're going to send up some people to help you. So about 20 minutes later, two little pickup trucks come up and there's three teenagers in the car.
Yeah.
Matthew is in charge, right? Matthew got to be 16.
Okay, right.
And he assesses right. the situation.
Probably the farmer's kid, right?
Right. But he's, and they're so great. Like, they're so great. But as we're waiting for them to go get gas to get us out of there, mm-hmm. we decided to have a little conversation because I said, is this the craziest thing you see? Like, this giant pickup truck in the middle of this field out of gas?
I'm guessing and, not.
Oh, no. No.
All right, so what kind of things have you seen happen here?
I see plenty of things going on. Women going into labor, having to get rushed out, and then people's cars sliding down into a 70-foot ravine.
Nice.
Because they would have forgot to put it in park. I have people going through and with a branch going through the windshield and all other types of things where ambulance has to have come up here with people dislocating their legs, breaking bones, stuff like that.
Oh, my gosh.
The woman that went into labor, if she has her baby here, does she get free apples for life?
I wouldn't doubt it. We probably would let her.
And the guy that slid down into the ravine, what happened? Like, what do you do with the car?
So basically, we had to call a tow company here, and they got two flatbeds to come and a wrecker. So they set the wrecker up right on the edge of the ravine, and they had two flatbeds. They hooked winches up to each one and dug the flatbed into the ground so the wrecker wouldn't fall into the ravine. One person had to go all the way down there, connect the cable up to the car, and then eventually they winched it up and then got it up.
That sounds like mountain rescue. That's like when somebody goes over a cliff in California.
Oh, it's no joke. This place is no joke.
And people are up there dislocating legs.
Going into labor.
I mean.
Right.
What?
But the big thing is always that people try to steal the apples. So I asked, like, what do you do? Like, what happens if people try to steal the apples?
What kind of enforcement do you have?
We usually, when we check the cars, we check through the whole car. And then if they tell us they have like three bags of apples, but in reality we look through and they have six bags, we go up to them, ask them, and say, hey, did you know that you have six bags of apples in here? And then some people are like, oh, this, that, but they have to pay for the apples that they picked because the apples can't be put back on a tree.
Right.
So, like, no physical harm, though?
No, not at all.
If you need anybody to citizen arrest someone, I'm available.
Always.
You can't arrest them, right?
Always.
No.
Oh. Okay.
If anything, if it escalates, we would probably call the local police department.
They should be allowed to citizen arrest people. I'm just saying.
I mean, you always volunteer.
I always.
And it's a dangerous situation.
It's my dream to citizen arrest somebody one day. One day it's going to happen, but I guess it wasn't going to happen at the orchard.
Push back on you and dislocate one of your legs.
A big concern that a lot of parents have right now is, how do I know if my child just has a cold? Is it the flu or is it COVID? Anna and Raven. Dr. Sharon Nachman is the chief of the Division of Pediatric Infectious Diseases at Stony Brook Children's Hospital. Dr. Nachman, how do you tell the difference?
So I think this year in particular, everyone is being much more cautious about who's sick, what's wrong with them, being seen by a medical provider, and keeping them out of school. Most schools in New York have specific policies that say, if you're sick, don't come to school. More importantly, if you're sick, you may need a COVID test before you're allowed back. And that's all on that heightened precaution of not letting COVID into the classroom and allowing it to spread to other families.
Doctor, I mean, I must be confused because one day I don't know whether or not I should be getting tested or when I should be tested or whatever it may be. So what would be your advice to a parent that if your kid's got the sniffles for a couple of days, how can we kind of just get some more information before we go, okay, I need a drive-through test or whatever it may be?
Unfortunately, we don't have enough information about kids to say those 3 days of sniffles, it's not COVID, or those 3 days of sniffles, it's definitely COVID. So everyone at this point is erring on the side of caution and saying, if this is a new illness that your child is having, yep, see your medical provider. And if they say you need a test, go ahead and get it. I think working directly with your child's physician or other medical providers is probably the most important thing we're going to be doing in the fall. As we get smarter over the next few weeks and months about what symptoms are or are not COVID or who does not need to be tested, we will be smarter. But at this point, it's all about protecting your community, things you can do and things you can't do. The things you can do, you know. Social distancing, wearing a mask, and having your kids wear a mask. Things you shouldn't do are saying your kid is sick and then sending them to school.
Dr. Nachman from Stony Brook Children's Hospital.
Okay, so I have a toddler. She's going to be 2 years old. Under normal circumstances, as a veteran mom, if she has a little bit of a nose running, which she actually does right now.
I mean, she just bleeds snot. It just comes out of her all the time.
All the time.
You know babies, doctor. You've seen it before.
Right.
Snot just flies.
Like, I would never in a million years think twice. I would just think she's got a little cold, it'll pass. But you think, given the situation that we're in, that would warrant enough to go and call the pediatrician and to say, hey, do you think I should bring her in?
Right. And most pediatricians are able to do telemedicine visits as well as in-person visits and say, let's see what she looks like. Give me more of a story and we'll go from there. You and I recognize that any kid who's in daycare often gets what we call disease of the month.
Right.
The kids touch everything. They touch each other. They sneeze on each other. And it's not surprising for kids in daycare who are not wearing masks at this time due to that age to often get sick. The question is, do we want to send them to school if they're having fever? Absolutely not. Do we want to send them to school if they're really sick and they're not keeping food down or dehydrated? Absolutely not. Anything outside of that, you're going to have to judge, speak with your medical provider and decide, should I take the risk or not take the risk? And also, it's important to talk to the daycare. What's happening? Are other kids in there getting sick? Are they being sent home? What else is going on?
Do you think the kids are going to be able to stay hybrid, or your personal opinion, or do you think they were all going to be sent home again? What do you think?
I think they're going to stay in the hybrid situation or in attending full classes. Despite the fact that we are seeing every school district in New York having a case or maybe two cases, we're really not hearing about incredible rates of spread in the classroom, even among those children that are in the cohort or even being sent home. We're really not hearing that. And that's good news, because I think it means that those kids who are wearing masks, the masks are working. And those who are social distancing or having that polycarbonate around them, it is also working.
Your lips to God's ears. That's all I got to say about that.
Yes, let's hope it keeps trending in the right direction.
Dr. Sharon Nachman from Stony Brook Children's Hospital, thank you for taking the time. What toy or thing did your parents buy you, or did you buy your kids that, in retrospect, they probably shouldn't have? 1-800-330-9999. It's Sienna and Raven. There's this this organization is called World Against Toys Causing Harm. It's called Watch.
Okay.
And they release a list every year of, like, the most dangerous toys that you should never buy your kids.
Sure. I mean, there are dangerous toys that come out there. Things that fall over can fall on you.
Yeah.
There used to be that home fusion kit back in the 50s. Doesn't seem like a good idea nowadays.
I'm looking at this list. Some of the top ones. Slingshot. And
yeah,
it says that it can potentially cause eye injuries, mm-hmm. And it warns on the packaging not to shoot the ammunition at people or animals, and warn people nearby before firing.
I mean, it just wipes out birds in your area if you're a kid, right? I mean, if you're living in the bush, that's one thing.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, nowadays, suburban area, no, you don't need that.
Also on the list, Leonardo's electric stealth sword, the Teenage Mutant Ninja sword, has potential to cause facial or other impact injuries. Isn't that every sword
that
you buy?
I think so. I would think every sword.
Why
right.
are we just discriminating against the Ninja Turtles Leonardo, right? And the third one was the quick folding trampoline, trampolines in general. And it says trampolines.
Super dangerous.
Yeah, they come with a warning about the possibility of injury, particularly the risk of a child landing on their head or neck, which could cause paralysis or death.
Yeah, it's scary, man. I mean, just landing as an adult with your leg through one of the sides where the springs connect.
Forget it.
Oh, it's the worst.
Your leg will never be the same.
That's right.
Yeah.
You ain't never going to recover.
Did your parents ever get you anything looking back that you're like, I probably shouldn't have gotten that?
So I remember, you know, when I was younger, you know, when I joined the Boy Scouts, I got like a big knife. And I got like a couple other things like that. So that was a little bit questionable, but I never did anything wrong with that. One thing that they didn't necessarily buy it for me, but I could talk them into letting me get certain things of my own. So I had a motorcycle when I was 10, and I had another one when I was 17.
It's crazy.
Yeah, I had a dirt bike when I was 10 because all my friends got one, and it was in bad shape. I mean, it was more dangerous than a dirt bike already inherently is, given the fact that it didn't work right. But I had one. I got hit by a truck on a street one time, but I had one. And then
what?
At 17, I had a street bike. I bought a Ninja at 17. And my mom was not happy. I was living at home still.
Mm.
And I was like, but mom, I want to enjoy it now.
You're lucky you survived that.
You're right.
Yeah. I was trying to think
100%.
Back. I was a pretty, like, safe kid. I'm scared of everything. It's
right.
kind of progressed through my adulthood, too.
Sure.
But you know how, like, the walkers used to have the wheels on the bottom so that kids, like, as they're learning how to walk, you can walk around, but you're not supposed to do them anymore because they fall downstairs?
Okay.
I was one
I
of those
so.
Kids that fell down the stairs.
Oh, good.
With the walker. Yeah. I was the experimental, so now we know we can't have those anymore.
Not for anybody else.
No. 1-800-330-9999. What's the toy that you bought your kid that you shouldn't have or your parents bought for you? It's Anna and Raven. What did your parents buy you when you were a kid that they probably shouldn't have? Looking back, it was pretty dangerous. Or if you're a parent, what did you bring into the house that in retrospect, you're like, that was a bad idea? It's Anna and Raven. 1-800-330-9999. Watch is an organization that puts out the list of the most dangerous toys every year. Mm. And I'm looking over this list, and not a surprise, the usual are on there. Slingshot, sword,
probably
trampoline.
Not good. Right.
Yeah, things that are not good for you.
At 9 years old, I had a motorcycle strapped to the deck of the back of our house, and it was fantastic.
Yeah.
Power
I
band that could be doing like 50 miles per hour.
Yep. Retrospect, probably not the best idea.
Thanks, Mom.
1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. What shouldn't your parents have bought you?
My grandmother got me a pair of those crazy clackers. I don't know if you know, not the new ones with the plastic. They had a string and big balls that used to bust up your arms and bruise them up.
What are they
crazy
called? Crazy clappers?
Crazy clackers.
Crazy clackers.
Give me a photo of them. Right
crazy clackers. Clackers. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's like a weapon.
Yeah.
That is a total Native American weapon.
No, what's no? It's like the ninchucks, but they're...
It's not nunchucks.
But they're... Yeah.
I know what you... Because it has a string, you immediately think it's nunchucks. It's not.
Right.
It's like a mace.
Yeah.
It's a killer weapon.
I forgot about those clacker things.
I mean, you could take down like an elk or a deer if those were stones instead of plastic.
You take one of those in your eye and you're done.
Definitely a bad idea.
Oh my gosh. It says that they were officially banned in 1985.
That's right. I would hope that you can't carry them on airplanes.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What was that toy that you bought your kid or your parents bought you?
So my mom bought me implants when I turned 18 because I really wanted them. I just actually had them taken out because it's been 10 years now, and I honestly think they're super tacky now. So I begged for them, but now in retrospect, that honestly was pretty dumb that she let me and paid for them.
Wow.
That's a tough spot to be in,
though. I know.
You know, right? Because your child is saying to you they're not happy with their body
yep.
and themselves, and you want to do what you can to help. And you know, on the one hand, you say, in my time, we would have never done it. Does mm-hmm. mom have implants? Just a random question.
It seems wildly inappropriate to ask.
Well,
but
I mean, but it
I'm
would
also
be...
curious.
Right.
Yeah.
No, she doesn't.
Oh, okay.
Right. Nice. So she probably like feels bad that you feel bad about yourself.
Right. I mean, so now she's
going to
feel bad again when she just did what you asked her?
I know. It's
that
real
seems
tough.
Terrible. I hope you're very nice to your mother and you let her down easily.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Has your mother or father ever bought you something that they probably shouldn't have when you were younger?
My father bought me a mini bike when I was 16. I tore up the yard, trashed it. My buddy came over, skinned his knee entirely and his leg. I mean, it was horrible. Horrific scene. He ended up going to the hospital. My mom was so pissed.
I'm sure.
I understand it. And then again, I had a Yamaha YZ80 when I was 10.
What?
Yeah.
What's worse? When like you give your kid something dumb like that, like a mini bike. I shouldn't say dumb, but
it's
you
not
give it,
dumb. It's
okay.
fun.
Uh-huh.
It's a learning experience.
And they get hurt or the friend that comes over and gets hurt.
Oh, it's definitely worse when the friend comes over.
Because right?
you own your kid.
Yeah.
You know, he can't sue you.
You can break your own child.
That's right.
You can't break somebody else's kid.
He can't sue you, right? Somebody else's kid? Oh, look out.
What did you buy your kid that you shouldn't have? Or what did your parents buy you when you were a kid that in retrospect, yeah, that was a bad idea? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. The Anna. Easy Bake Oven is on this list. I knew it. Remember we were talking about how dangerous they were?
I mean, if you leave a light bulb out somewhere long enough, right, and put some sheet over it, when light bulbs would used to get hot,
yeah.
man, a house would burn down.
It's Anna and Raven. What was the toy that your parents bought you that they shouldn't have? Or what, as a parent, you buy your kids that you look back on it and you're like, that was a mistake. They started putting out all the lists of the most dangerous toys for the holidays. Easy Bake Oven in 2007 got recalled twice because people were burning their fingers. And one girl even had to have part of her finger amputated.
Oh, my God. That's terrible.
I know.
I'm thinking back. I remember, like, my dad, I was in, like, one of those novelty stores or whatever. He let me get one of those switchblade combs, right? Remember
yeah.
the switchblade
oh, yeah, yeah,
combs
yeah.
there?
Yeah.
And I think that even though it's harmless, on the other hand, you immediately, as a teenage boy, preteen boy, removed the comb and tried to figure out how to sharpen it. You immediately wanted a switchblade after that.
We asked that our
Not
Facebook
a good
page,
idea.
What did your parents buy you that they probably shouldn't have? Mary wrote, a roach clip. My mom thought it was a hair decoration.
That's great.
Oh, man. That's funny. Marla wrote, the fake cigarettes made out of gum when you blew, the sugar came flying out, looked like smoke. Remember
those? When you could buy those?
Why yeah. Did everyone think those were totally okay?
Yeah. Well, yeah. You know, I mean, they also had, you know, ads that said doctors prefer Camels, right? Yeah. So, I mean, things change.
1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. What did your parents buy you that they probably shouldn't have?
Me, my brother, and my cousin were given blow guns when we were about 10 or 11 years old.
I mean, that...
Huge darts.
Yeah, that is absolutely terrible. I mean, you're ninjas or something like that. I mean, come on. In what person's mind does that make sense? But you guys, you were stoked about it.
Stoked. They were awesome. In fact, we tried to shoot squirrels, but they weren't that accurate.
Well, thank God
for that. Right? There's
although
that.
I'm not a big fan of squirrels. God. Thank God anyway.
Right. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What was the toy that your parents bought you that was way too dangerous, or you bought your kid?
Yeah, I bought my child one of those hoverboards. He's been asking for it for the longest time, and not even a week in, he shattered his ankle.
Oh, yeah. Good.
They were hot for about 5 seconds. I remember my girlfriend bought one for her kids, too, and it was like a mess from the beginning.
I mean, everybody wanted a hoverboard, despite the fact that they were spontaneously combusting and people were busting their hips.
Right. They were like, all of a sudden, they caught on fire, and every place put them on sale, and then the popularity just went up.
You couldn't fly with one on a plane, but yet people want... You know what it is? Is that was the poor man's segue.
Yeah.
They were like, oh, no. I'm never buying my friend, my kid, anybody a Segway for $1,600. But that, I'll let you break an ankle for $220.
Did you ever go on one of them?
No.
I did.
Come on.
I did. I was working an event, and they had them there, and I went on it, and I couldn't do it. Like,
yeah.
I don't understand how people were doing it so, like, flawlessly.
You know how I know I'm old?
How?
It's because I feel frail just looking at it.
What did your parents buy you that they shouldn't have, or what did you buy your kid that was probably a mistake? You can head to our Facebook page. Let us know there. Just search for Anna and Raven.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every weekday morning, a couple joins us to let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you decide who's right. John and Amy. Amy, let's start with you. What's going on?
Okay. Hopefully you guys can help me out. I dyed my hair dark brown a few weeks ago, and John just doesn't like it. Like, he's only ever known me as a blonde, and I guess because I didn't, like, ask his permission or talk to him about it, he's, like, super upset at me, and he thinks I should, like, re-dye it, which any girl knows, like, to go from brown to blonde, it's really hard on your hair. This is my natural hair color. I like it. I wanted to do it. I think he'll get used to it, and that's my side of it.
Okay. I mean, I like when it's clear cut.
Right. You're dating then, right? I mean, John, what do you have to say for yourself? I mean, obviously, it's her head.
Yeah, no, I get it's her head, but, you know, it's like everybody's got a type, and my type is blonde, and, you know, I met her. She's gorgeous. She's absolutely beautiful, and her hair is one of the things I liked about her, and, you know, she just went off on this little hair dye experiment, and I'm just not a fan. It doesn't look good, and, you know, she doesn't even have to look at it. I'm the one that looks at it all.
It's her natural hair color.
I mean, I'm sure it looks good. Just don't think that you're used to it, right?
Oh,
I mean,
we're
adverse to change.
Is there any worse feeling for a woman than when you walk in and you're
and they don't like the hair?
I mean, I don't know how you say you don't like it. It's my natural hair color. And, like, for, like, 3 years, you're like, oh, okay, one of the things I like about you. I hope there's more that you like about me after 3 years of dating.
That's why I said one of the things. And it's like, you know, I met you as a blonde, and I like blondes, you know, like, there's a reason you changed your natural hair color, right? Like, maybe you weren't happy with it and you wanted to go blonde.
Or it's fall. It's fall. That's what we do in the fall. We go darker in the fall.
I mean, John, can't you just act like you're dating her mystery sister all of a sudden that you didn't know that, and your girlfriend's cool with it? And, like, this is what you're doing for the next few months? I mean, she could always go back down the road. Who knows?
What happens when you lose your hair? And she's like, I really liked when you had hair.
Right.
Yeah, but your hair going is a natural thing. That just goes. You know, I didn't show up one day with a bald head. You know, that's a progressive thing.
But if she didn't go to the salon, she would also return to brown hair as her natural color. But okay.
What we do is ask our audience what they think. And I'll be honest with you, John. People may agree with you. It's something that you really liked about her appearance. And she wants to look good for you. And maybe she should have mentioned it to you before she did it. And it wouldn't be such a worse idea to go and have it changed back. Or at least have it be the long-term plan to change it back. Now, Amy, they may see your side, too. It's your head. Do what you want with it. You want your hair to be brown, your natural color? Then why would you have to ask your boyfriend for permission? Do you both agree to listen what our audience has to say?
I'm game. I mean, I think I'm right, but you know, I'm interested to see what they think.
Oh my God, I'm definitely ready because it's going to feel so good when I prove John wrong.
Great. Call or text. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
John and Amy have been dating for 3 years, and she's always been a blonde the whole entire time, been dyeing her hair blonde the whole time. She went, and she did what a lot of us girls do. We go get the fall color. We went go darker, and her darker was back to her natural color, brown. She didn't tell him. She showed up at home. He was not happy about it.
Yeah, you know, John says, listen, I met you as a blonde. Blonde is my type. I don't understand. No. I mean, after dating like 3 years, you got to think it's just hair. But apparently he says that, no, it's more than that. You should have talked to me about it. I expect to see you that way. What if I was bald all of a sudden one day? And that happens gradually, not something that happens overnight.
So we want to know, whose side are you on? You can call or text 1-800-330-9999. A lot of votes for her. Girl's side, but give him a warning next time. It's her decision, but my girl would be mad if I came home with a shaved head. I mean, that's a good point.
I guess so. You know, at the same time, like, one of those times, it's an impulse, right? So, you know, hair color or something like that, sometimes you're not ready to jump off that ledge and take the risk. Maybe she didn't know until she was sitting in the chair.
No, I think when you make a decision like that, you've got it in your head.
Maybe.
I would think so. Maybe not. Superficial, another text reads, lose the guy, keep the hair. Another one says, definitely on the girl's side. He needs to grow up and decide if he truly loves her for her or her hair color. Ah, whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. We'll get to the verdict coming up next. Couples Court with Anna and Raven. John and Amy have been dating for 3 years, and the whole time she's always been blonde. That's the color she dyes her hair. Now it's fall. Amy says she wants something different. Without telling him, she went and had her hair returned to its natural color, brown.
John isn't happy that she didn't give him a heads up, check with him, ask him his opinion. He says, I've got a type. It's blonde. I wouldn't say that when she's a brunette.
Does he have a point that she should have had a conversation with him first? Or is it her hair? She can do what she wants. 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court, Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
I am on the girl side, man. Let her do her hair, bro. It's hair. It is what it is.
I mean, there's bigger stuff to worry about.
It could have been worse. She could have went purple. Could have went red.
Well, red is actually pretty attractive.
Yeah,
too.
I was going to say, I think every one of those is hot for one time or another.
Right.
I mean, go to a Halloween party, all right? Come on.
Can't take away a woman's confidence to get her hair done. It's a very important time. It takes hours to do. My wife's a salon stylist. She owns her own place, and she takes hours on hours on to do stuff.
It's true.
Just, it's a process, and no way to come back right now.
There's nothing
that guy
worse.
Understands.
He gets
Listen
it. He gets
right?
it.
He gets it.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than when your husband doesn't like your hair. Oh, it's the worst. And on Raven, whose side are you on?
The girl. He is such a jerk. It's her natural color. And even if it wasn't, she's allowed to color her hair however she wants.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter. It's not his business.
I mean, for him to say, I have a type and they're blondes, and now you're not blonde, just sounds weird to me. Right. Thanks for the call.
It's one of those things that you think in your head, but don't ever say it
out
loud.
Don't ever say out loud. Right.
And on Raven, whose side are you on?
Hi. I have to say that I am on John's side. And the only reason I say this is because, like, when she met him, if let's say he had no beard, and let's say she hates beards, you know, and that was the face that she fell in love with, and then all of a sudden he decides to grow a beard and she hates it, you know, that would help. I mean, do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
You hate beards. I get it. I totally see what you're saying. Clearly you hate beards, man.
Yeah. Remember when Paul went through that phase where he wore the goatee? And
yes, the evil Paul.
Evil Paul.
Right.
Yeah.
That's
right. I hated it. I hated it so much.
Thank you for the call. Have a good morning.
I mean, that's a valid point.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Amy, our audience agreed with you. John, she doesn't have to ask your permission. It is what it is. You love her for her, not because of the color of her hair, and it may take a little time to get accustomed to it, but you will.
I think you're looking at this the wrong way, John. All right? I want you to YouTube Gwen Stefani's cool video. In that video, Gwen Stefani, unbeknownst to us, the regular viewer, changes her hair to every color in the rainbow. Guess what? Equally hot in every single shot.
Okay.
All right, I'll look it up. I'll
do it. Do it. It's the lesson plan for today.
All right.
Amy, you got to feel better, right?
Oh, yeah. I just got compared to Gwen Stefani, so I'm good.
I'm sure you look just like her.
Yeah, if you have a problem, too, send an email. CouplesCourt@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
Here's how it's going to work. I'm going to ask you five pop culture questions. You answer them as quickly as you can. I'll bring Raven back in and ask him the same five questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If you beat him, today's jackpot is $300. But remember, Kevin, if it's a tie, it does go to Raven. You ready to play?
I'm ready.
Number one, wrestler turned actor John Cena will star in Suicide Squad spinoff on HBO Max. He will play the character Peacemaker. What famous catchphrase would Cena tell his opponents when he was wrestling?
You can't see me now. Can you see me now?
Number two, Elton John announced tour dates for a North American tour starting in January of 2022. What's the name of the biopic that was recently created about Elton John? Time's up, Kevin. That's okay. Number three, it's National Drink Beer Day. Which How I Met Your Mother star is a celebrity endorser for Heineken Light?
You got me on that one.
That's all right. Just keep going, Kevin. Why not? Number four, LeBron James is headed to his 10th NBA final. The only other player that can say that, only other players, excuse me, Bill Russell, Sam Jones, and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar played for the Milwaukee Bucks and what other NBA team?
The Los Angeles Lakers.
And number five, Vin Diesel released a new single on Friday called Feel Like I Do. He says he is blessed to have another creative outlet, another way to share his heart. Okay. He is best known as Dominic Toretto in what movie franchise?
The Fast and the Furious.
All right. Not awful, Kevin. Let me bring him back in.
Yo.
I mean, Kevin ended strong, but he didn't do so well.
Now, how do you do?
He got 2 out of 5.
Not too good. Let's see how I do. It is Monday, after all.
Number one, wrestler turned actor John Cena will star in a Suicide Squad spinoff on HBO Max.
Gotcha.
Wow. He will play the character Peacemaker. What famous catchphrase would Cena tell his opponents when he was wrestling?
You can't see me.
That's right.
You can't see me.
Number two, Elton John announced tour dates for a North American tour starting in January of 2022. What's the name of the biopic that was recently created about Elton John?
Rocket Man, of course.
Number three, it's National Drink Beer Day. Which How I Met Your Mother star is a celebrity endorser for Heineken Light?
Neil Patrick Harris.
That's right.
He'll give you your money back if you don't like it.
Number four, that's because he made so many millions, he can afford to do that.
He's got a lot of money.
Number four, LeBron James is headed to his 10th NBA final. The only other player that can say that, only other players, are Bill Russell, Sam Jones, and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar played for the Milwaukee Bucks and what other NBA team?
The Lakers.
Yep.
Of course.
Number five, Vin Diesel released a new single on Friday called Feel Like I Do. He says, and okay, I quote, he's blessed to have another creative outlet, another way to share his heart. He is best known as Dominic Toretto in what movie franchise?
Fast and Furious. They just print money over there.
I'm sorry, Kevin. He beat you 5-2 this morning.
It's all good. Hi, I'm Kevin. I can't beat Raven.
All right, we're going to hook you up with the Anna and Raven t-shirt, though, Kevin. Thank you for trying. Hold on the line.
Enjoy that shirt. Better luck next time, buddy.
All right, I'm going to throw another $100 in the jackpot, $400 for tomorrow morning. Make sure you're listening at noon and 5:30 today for the cheat sheet. I'll give you the first two answers to tomorrow's five pop culture questions.